Polaris bases, porous earth, hidden ocean. The Allies are closing in. Berlin is crumbling under the weight and impact of hundreds of Allied bombs. Deep in his fortified bunker, Adolf Hitler, once unshakable in his confidence in Nazi world domination, now admits that defeat is at hand. But Hitler is determined never to suffer the humiliation of being captured by his enemies. There is only one escape route, one he has planned for should he ever face just such a turn of events. Suicide is out of the question. Instead, Hitler and his corps of elite traverse through an underground tunnel to an isolated airstrip. There they board an unmarked plane and fly south. South to the pole. To the opening at the South Pole, where they will enter the Hollow Earth and disappear from history. Stephen Wagner, Nazis and the Hollow Earth, about.com. As incredible as it sounds, the genesis of this story lies in some facts that carry some merit. Some of Hitler's top advisors, perhaps even Hitler himself, believed that the Earth was hollow, and there was at least one expedition by the Nazi military to exploit that belief for strategic advantage during the war. Could it be possible that the portion of the world we are inhabiting is only one layer? There are those who believe it is very possible. The Hollow Earth theory has been around for a long time, and there are several variations. In 1692, the astronomer Edmund Halley, who discovered Halley's Comet, proposed the idea of a hollow Earth. Halley suggested that Earth contained two inner shells separated by an atmosphere, each with its own magnetic poles. Halley believed that Earth contained spheres one inside another that turned independently of each other. He also speculated that the aurora borealis was caused by escaping atmospheric gas of an inner sphere. Jason Carr, WTF is the Hollow Earth Theory. Wired Cosmos, March 27, 2012. The Hollow Earth Theory puts forth the idea that the Earth is completely hollow or may have a hollow region inside. This idea was common in some ancient cultures and was evidenced in ideas like the Hell in Christian literature or Sheol in Kabbalistic works. This idea has also been explored numerous times in fiction, including Jules Verne's Journey to the Center of the Earth and in a series of novels by Edgar Rice Burroughs, as well as in more modern literature. Abby Cessna, Hollow Earth Theory, Universe Today, December 28, 2009. In ancient times, subterranean realms were associated with the Greek Hades, the Nordic Svartalfheim, the Christian Hell, and the Jewish Sheol. Dante Alighieri's Purgatory in the Divine Comedy, 1300s, was a tunnel, Lucifero Hill, to the inner earth, which was supposed to be the resting place of the dead before an eventual ruling of justice. When Isaac Newton proposed the law of gravitation, British astronomer Edmund Halley, who discovered the famous Halley's Comet, suggested the Earth consisted of concentric spheres. The interior of the Earth was possibly inhabited with life and illuminated by a glowing atmosphere. John Clovis Sims, Jr., a veteran of the War of 1812, campaigned for the idea of interior concentric spheres in 1818. Sims quickly became the most well-known promoter of the Hollow Earth theory. In the early 19th century, an American eccentric, John Clovis Sims, 1779-1829, sought funding for an expedition to enter the Earth through one of two 4,000-mile-wide polar holes. Inside the Earth, he was convinced, a benevolent advanced civilization existed. Though an object of derision to most people, some took him seriously, and the idea of a hollow Earth was championed in a number of books throughout the rest of the century and right into the next. Hollow Earth Theory, How Stuff Works, 1998-2014. New York physician Cyrus Teed proposed a concave hollow Earth hypothesis in 1869. Instead of assuming that we dwell on the exterior surface of the planet, Teed argued that the universe revolves within the interior of a concave hollow Earth, which he called Khorshanite, after Cyrus the Great. Teed founded a pseudo-religious cult called the Khorshan Unity based on his unusual cosmological concepts. David Khorsh, born Vernon Wayne Howell, the leader of a branch Davidian religious sect, perhaps believed himself to be the modern-day Cyrus the Great or a prophet of Dr. Teed's Hollow Earth beliefs. 76 men, women, and children died after a U.S. government siege ended with the burning of the Waco, Texas Branch Davidian Ranch in 1993. Marshall B. Gardner published A Journey to the Earth's Interior in 1913, claiming that the inside of the Earth was hollow and housed a sun. He also believed that the inside of the Earth could be reached through the North and South Poles. More recently, the hollow Earth theory has been linked to Hitler and Nazi Germany. The Nazis were convinced of many occult beliefs and practices, including astrology, the prophecies of Nostradamus, and the hollow/inverted Earth theory or Hohlweltler. Because they suspected that our surface is on the interior of a concave Earth, Hitler sent an expedition, including Dr. Heinz Fischer and powerful telescopic cameras, to the Baltic island of Rügen to spy on the British fleet. Fischer did so not by aiming his cameras across the waters, but by pointing them up to peer across the atmosphere to the Atlantic Ocean. Stephen Wagner, Nazis and the Hollow Earth, about.com. The Nazis sent their expedition under Heinz Fischer, an expert on infrared rays, to the island of Rügen in the Baltic in April 1942. One of the purposes of the mission was to make use of hollow Earth curvatures to spy on the British fleet. Astronomer Gerald S. Kuiper reported, high officials in the German Admiralty and Air Force thought this would be useful for locating the whereabouts of the British fleet because the concave curvature of the Earth would facilitate long-distance observation by means of infrared rays, which are less curved than visible rays. Apparently, the island was home to a number of advanced projects. One should also note carefully the hidden technological implications of the experiment. Notwithstanding the insane use to which it was put, the Nazis possessed the means of detection of infrared reflections from great distances through atmospheric refraction, the same technology as was developed for use in heat-seeking anti-aircraft missiles and subsequently used with dramatic effectiveness in America's plutonium bomb. Joseph P. Farrell, Reich of the Black Sun, Nazi Secret Weapons and the Cold War Legend, 2004. In June 2011, Peter Lindbergh, Dennis Asperi and their Swedish Ocean X diving team discovered the Baltic Sea Anomaly, a 60-meter circular rock-like formation on the floor of the Baltic Sea. The team reported that the formation rests on a pillar and includes a structure similar in appearance to a staircase, leading to a dark hole. Experts said that it most likely is a natural geological formation. But it was reported that the Baltic Sea Anomaly interfered with or disabled all the electronic equipment, feeding speculation that the structure could be a World War II Nazi anti-submarine device or even a flying saucer. Different observers throughout history, such as Alexander the Great and Christopher Columbus, have reported unidentified submersible objects, USOs. Writings attributed to Saint Bartholomew contain some striking details on the subject of USOs. Original Greek manuscripts at Vienna and Jerusalem, which may be as old as the 5th century, indicate, "And there came up out of the bottomless pit a wheel." Its Latin fragments, which date to the 6th century, similarly state, "And a wheel came up out of the abyss." Some speculate that Saint Bartholomew preached in Egypt and Persia. These archaic texts in fact describe a wheel or disc-type flying craft soaring out of the depths of the sea, many centuries before flying saucer reports were in style. Repulsive wardens waging a war against God controlled the strange craft. The wheel was large enough to include canals or pipelines containing abducted humans who appear to have been held against their will, for into this pipe are sent they that through their gluttony devise all manner of sin. Recent reports of wheel-like objects flying into and out of the seas in connection with abduction experiences are now generating renewed interest in unusual USO phenomena on the planet. Sleep paralysis may not be the appropriate explanation for all abduction experiences because some reports do not involve sleep. Admiral Richard E. Byrd of the United States Navy flew to the North Pole in 1926 and over the South Pole in 1929. But the official U.S. government release of Byrd's diary revealed erased records. His erased diary led to widespread allegations of a cover-up. A so-called secret diary of Admiral Byrd was later circulated among raw supporters of the hollow Earth theory. In that disputed diary, Byrd allegedly told of entering the interior of the Earth and traveling over mountains with green vegetation. After crossing subterranean lakes and rivers, he discovered life resembling prehistoric animals. He eventually came across cities and a prosperous civilization in the hollow interior realm. When Jules Verne wrote Journey to the Center of the Earth in 1864, he inspired a new genre of Impressionist romantics. One of the most peculiar aspects of the Hollow Earth theory is that it produced two urban myths, a subconscious polarity of opposite tendencies and contrary qualities. In other words, the North Pole interior is said to be positive, whereas the South Pole interior is considered negative. The North Pole folktale commonly centers on a Norwegian sailor named Olaf Jansen. Jansen's sloop supposedly sailed through an entrance to the Earth's interior at the North Pole. For years he lived with the inhabitants of the Agartha realm. According to the writer Ellie Crystal, crystallinks.com, Agartha is analogous to the Lost Eden or a sunken Atlantis, which still exists as a celebrated city that is said to reside in the Earth's core. Initiates guided by masters who are the spiritual leaders of humanity inhabit the inner realm. They do not meddle in the lives of humans that live above the surface. Nor is there any communication from them, analogous to underworld spirits of the departed. Still, the race of supermen and superwomen do occasionally come to the surface to watch over the development of the human race. But the South Pole is where Nazi Germany wanted to create a line of soldiers to rule the world. There is a legend that says Hitler and his chiefs escaped the last days of the Third Reich by going through the opening at the South Pole, Antarctica, where they discovered an entrance to the Earth's interior. This narrative is full of twists and turns, with Nazi-designed UFOs, and Nazi collaboration with scheming aliens, a race of Aryan people, who live in the center of the Earth. The Thule Society, which was closely watched by Hitler, reported Tibetan expeditions to find openings into the Earth. Allegedly, Hitler was influenced by concave hollow Earth ideas and sent an expedition to spy on the British Navy by aiming cameras up into the sky. Based on a 1944 German submarine fleet speech by Admiral Karl Dönitz, there is also speculation that Hitler ordered a research mission to build an invisible fortification in Antarctica. We've all heard tales of Nazis exploring the southern extremities of the globe and even setting up bases in Neuschwabenland. Some have also heard of Operation High Jump and Admiral Byrd's altercation with entrenched German forces that overpowered them with amazing flying craft. A video lately surfaced which supposedly shows a 1944 map from the Third Reich detailing not only the direct passageway used by German U-boats to access the subterranean domain, but also a complete map of both hemispheres of the inner realm. Third Reich maps of the inner Earth, subterranean bases, 2012-2014. At the beginning of 1939, a German submarine expedition explored a hitherto uncharted part of Antarctica. New Swabia, Neuschwabenland, is a cartographic name given to an area of Antarctica where a Nazi colony was allegedly established. Rothschild Island is an island 39 kilometers long, mainly ice-covered, also in Antarctica. Rodney Clough on his Our Hollow Earth website had a copy of a letter, with translation, supposedly sent from a Karl Unger that was aboard the U-boat 209, commanded by Heinrich Brodde, saying that they had reached the inner realm. A year after World War II ended, the U.S. Navy mounted Operation High Jump, which according to different critics was basically an invasion of the Antarctic. The primary mission of Operation High Jump was for the United States to set up an Antarctic research base. However, some reporters claimed that in 1947, Admiral Richard E. Byrd led 4,000 military troops from the US, Britain, and Australia in an invasion against former Nazi interests in Antarctica. On March 5, 1947, the El Mercurio newspaper of Santiago, Chile, had a headline article on board the Mount Olympus on the high seas which quoted Byrd in an interview with Lee Van Atta. Admiral Byrd declared today that it was imperative for the United States to initiate immediate defense measures against hostile regions. Furthermore, Byrd stated that he didn't want to frighten anyone unduly, but that it was a bitter reality that in case of a new war the continental United States would be attacked by flying objects which could fly from pole to pole at incredible speeds. The Polaris solid-fuel ballistic missiles were tested in the 1960s. Wernher von Braun made a trip to Antarctica in 1967. It was noted in a number of reports that by means of Operation Paperclip's former Nazi V-2 rocket scientists, Walt Disney distributed space colonization films to give support to the ballistic missile arms industry. Once the general public agreed, human actors never returned to the moon. Space colonization plans were thrown away, but ballistic missile sales increased. According to the Canadian-based German Holocaust denier Ernst Zundel, Nazi elite troops escaped with their space technology into the hole at the South Pole. In the 1997 novel Indiana Jones and the Hollow Earth by Max McCoy, Indy comes into the possession of a bewildering journal hinting at the reality of a subterranean civilization that he and the Nazis battle to find. The quest will lead him to a massive cavern beneath the snow, portal to the legendary Ultima Thule, the key to Hitler's mad plan for world domination. Does an obscure enigma reside in the hollow interior of the Earth? Putting aside mythology, modern geologists don't speak of a hollow Earth. However, they do concern themselves with the Earth's porosity. The Earth's interior is porous like a sponge. Underground caves and porosity evolution determine the range of pore sizes. Absolute porosity is the total of all void spaces present in the Earth's interior. The void space is expressed as a percentage. The utilization of natural resources, for example groundwater, natural gas, and petroleum, is partly dependent on the properties of porosity. It is the ratio of the volume of openings, voids, to the total volume of material. Porosity represents the storage capacity of geologic material. So, in a roundabout way, the Earth is loosely hollow after all, as determined by crack and fracture systems, which are the functions of geological strain. In 2014, a reservoir of water three times the volume of all the oceans was discovered deep beneath the Earth's surface. It could even hold alien-like life forms. The finding could help explain where Earth's seas came from. Jules Verne was onto something. In his classic 1864 adventure story Journey to the Center of the Earth, the French novelist imagined a vast ocean deep within the planet's bowels. University of Alberta scientists have found the first direct evidence that he wasn't far off. The original idea is a Jules Verne idea, isn't it? Laughs geologist Graham Pearson. 100 years later it turns out to be pretty much true, except you can't really stand around and see the water. Bob Weber, Jules Verne was right, water hidden deep in the earth, you of a study suggests, The Globe and Mail, March 12, 2014. We may have another ocean to add to the world map, only this one is hidden hundreds of miles beneath our planet's surface. A new study suggests that a hidden ocean is nestled in the Earth's mantle some 400 miles beneath North America. The hidden reservoir, apparently locked in a blue crystalline mineral called ringwoodite, may hold three times as much water that exists in all the world's surface oceans. Sarah Gates, Hidden Ocean Discovered Deep Underground Near Earth's Core, The Huffington Post, June 13, 2014, researcher John Tseh said Earth makes its own water in the mantle. Co-author Steve Jacobson of Northwestern University told The New Scientist that the hidden water might also act as a buffer for the oceans on the surface, explaining why they have stayed the same size for millions of years. He wanted to find out if a hidden ocean wraps around the entire planet. In this up-to-date assessment, the porous Earth acts like a pumping heart or dynamo, a polar vortex in the Earth's core, to generate a continuous flow of water and geological surface processes like earthquakes and erupting volcanoes. Another riddle of modern geologists is that according to Einstein's general relativity theory, gravitation is the curvature or dilation of space-time. Consequently, if an object could hypothetically experience the reversal of gravity by passing through the Earth's porous center, would it also experience the reversal of space-time? In other words, could we time travel into the distant past and to an opposite region of relativistic space? Are there conceivably small wormholes at the inner part of every planet or self-gravitating system? If so, might they be portals or stargates to so-called hyperspace? In physics, the twin paradox is a thought experiment where a person who makes a journey into space in a rocket will return home to find he or she has aged less than an identical twin that stayed on Earth. The same could also be true with acceleration and deceleration when cruising the Earth's porous interior. Would a clock traveling into the Earth's interior lag behind a clock on the surface? Physicist Ulrik Uggerhage of Aarhus University in Denmark said the Earth's surface is actually 2.5 years older than its core. In 2018, Jeff Bezos became the richest person on Earth. He started building a 10,000-year clock that is 500 feet tall and powered by the Earth's thermal cycles inside a West Texas mountain. Today, deep underground military bases, dumps, are scattered throughout the world. Some are allegedly financed by so-called black budgets. When asked if it's true that there are cities deep under the ground, a scientist who once helped build the Channel Tunnel smiled and replied, "There are nations." Bearing in mind that the Channel is merely a public subway beneath the English Channel, one can hardly take in the immensity of underground bases reserved for the ruling elite. The most privileged officials of Heinrich Himmler's SS were later identified as members of the Black Sunday. Michael Tsarian mentioned that Black Sun is also the name of a large outdoor circular sculpture outside of the Smithsonian Institution with a hole through the center. Two rooms were built in the Vuhlsberg Castle's North Tower, Himmler's meeting hall called the Obergruppen Feiersaal, and a ceremonial crypt with a domed roof. A new permanent exhibition by Kirsten John Stuck showed the paraphernalia of the Vuhlsberg myths, the Black Sun, a design, actually green, in the floor tiles of the Obergruppen Feiersaal, adopted by right-wing extremists as a replacement for the illegal swastika, features on CD covers, clothing and as a book title. It's even printed on a pair of bubblegum pink men's briefs, an incongruous garment to visualize on a racist skinhead in big boots. Catherine Hickley, Himmler's Eerie Castle explores warped SS ideology, Nazi crimes, Bloomberg News, April 14, 2010. The idea of a hollow earth appeared in myths and legends of various cultures. Greek legend refers to a paradise region known as Hyperborea. According to legend, the people of Hyperborea enjoyed good health and lived 1,000 years or longer without growing old. Chinese and Eskimo legends state that there is an opening in the north to a subterranean realm where an underground species resides. They believe the underground realm is a paradise and is where their ancestors came from. Eskimo legend also states that the underground paradise is a place of perpetual light where the sun never sets. According to their stories, it is a land of peace and happiness with a mild climate, large lakes, tropical animals, and no darkness. The Hopi Indians also have a legend that states they emerged from an underground realm within Earth. The legends also refer to snake people that resided underground. Jason Carr, WTF is the Hollow Earth Theory? Wired Cosmos, March 27, 2012. The Hang Son Doom Cave in Vietnam is so big it has its own lake, jungle, and climate. Hades, Tartarus or Pluto, was a name for the ancient underworld, which also guided the way to Elysium and the Fortunate Isles. The legend of a bottomless abyss as a primeval well somewhere beneath a Near East embankment seems like a naive belief in our day. Yet ever since the Second World War, the Mediterranean Sea has given shelter to some of the world's most concealed submerged naval bases. Do nations pass beneath the borderline of an elemental abyss? Scientists at the Russian Arctic National Park discovered the remains of a concealed Nazi base in the Arctic Circle on the remote island of Alexandra Land in 2016. Ever since 1955, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, has wildly spent tax dollars to track Father Christmas as he leaves the North Pole and delivers gifts around the planet. For what scientific reason? Here comes the rich man in his big long limousine. Here comes the poor man, all you got to have is green. Here comes the banker and the lawyer and the cop. One thing for certain, it ain't never gonna stop. When it gets too heavy. Ah, they come and they go. With only one thing in common. They got the fire down below. Bob Seger, The Fire Down Below, 1976. Harvard scientists may have found that a portion of an ancient Earth exists inside our planet's mantle. A study presented in 2014 at the Goldschmidt Conference in Sacramento, California, claimed that the previously inexplicable isotope ratio from the depths of the Earth may be an echo of the ancient Earth that existed before the collision with another celestial body, which is likely to have formed the Moon 4.5 billion years ago. Scientists of the Harvard University led by Associate Professor Sujoy Mukhopadhyay believe that only a portion of the Earth melted as a result of the collision, and that in the depths of our planet's mantle there still exists a part of the ancient Earth. Anna L. E. Mind, Harvard scientists say that there may be an ancient Earth inside Earth, The Mind Unleashed, June 24, 2014, a huge crater anomaly was found under Antarctica in 2006.